You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
I'm glad we're not doing observations today, because then you'd ask me about the weather, and then I'd have to be depressed for like 3 minutes. So I'm glad we get to avoid the misery of the weather today. But
time out.
Somehow I think we are going to do observations, and it's not going to be at 10:30. It's probably going to be at 8:57 this morning.
An early observation.
Yeah.
Yeah, this observation could take up at least an hour of the show.
Yes.
At least an hour.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. 100%. Oh, yeah.
100%. And on top of it, I'm actually thinking about doing a CMT Nobservations hybrid.
Wait, hang on a second.
I don't know if we're ready for that, though.
Yeah,
Rico.
I'm going to say the same thing.
That could be all too much.
All of a sudden, on a rainy Thursday, a CMT Nobservations hybrid?
The people need it. Dave, the people need it. I need it.
Especially Mets fans.
Oh, don't even start. If this is true,
there's no way it's true. There's no way that this is going to fall through.
Part of this has to be true. Like this is definitely there are conversations going on right now between de Blasio and Jessica Ramos. And I'm telling you right now, the main culprit in this is A-Rod's group. It's Reinsdorf and A-Rod.
Reinsdorf is the ringleader to this whole thing.
They're pushing this thing. I'm telling you right now.
Well, they don't want Cohen to be an owner. And they want A-Rod, J-Lo, and that group to be able to own a team.
Well, don't forget, this is who Jessica Ramos endorsed, was A-Rod's group.
Correct.
Yeah, she wrote that op-ed this summer,
yep.
Right?
Yep. Kind
of laid it all out and saying why she wanted them to be a part of Major League Baseball and what it would do for the city. But, I mean, in looking at the resources that Steve Cohen is bringing to the table and then the sheer sales price for the Mets, I don't understand how this is a negative for anybody involved outside of Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo. Where's the negative for the city? Where's
there
the negative,
no negative
for the,
I don't think there
for the
is
Mets?
A
Where's
the
negative
city?
For Queens? I mean, to me, everybody's a winner except for A-Rod and J-Lo. And I'm perfectly fine with that.
Listen, they had their opportunity to buy the team.
They just don't have deep enough pockets, Dave,
that's
and
right.
That's okay. That's okay. If a billionaire comes along and he wants to buy the New York Mets and he has $14 billion, he would be the richest owner in baseball. Where's the downside to that for New York City? That's the part of it that doesn't make sense. So when I hear about what's going on with Bill de Blasio and Jessica Ramos getting involved with this thing, I just don't understand what grounds or what basis do they have to not want Steve Cohen to be a part of Major League Baseball and not to own the Mets.
They're going to go back to the fact that he was fined a large amount.
So, Dave, so what difference does that make?
You know, I don't feel like that, but that's where they're going to go back
to. Why do they want
to
stand on some kind of moral high ground that they're just making up on the fly to try to get the team to somebody that they happen to be friends with?
That's what they're going to try to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you didn't want somebody that was involved with criminal dealings, then why didn't you tell the Wilpons and the Katz family to get rid of the Mets a long time ago? Let's not forget they were involved with that whole Madoff thing in Sterling Equities. They had to settle a lawsuit. They were dragged to federal court. Like, come on, man. Let's not talk about let's not try to pretend like we're standing on some type of moral high ground because Steve Cohen's company had some shady individuals that ended up pleading guilty to insider trading and they had to pay a penalty to the SEC.
Or forget about Steve Cohen's.
Hey,
how about Alex Rodriguez?
With the Biogenesis thing.
I mean, he's trying to sue Major League Baseball.
He tried to sue Major League Baseball.
And the Yankees doctors. I mean, he was the most persona non grata player out there in the game of baseball. And now all of a sudden, I'll tell you, he's done a great job of repairing his image. But all of a sudden, he's the sympathetic figure in this case?
He's not, Dave. He's not the sympathetic figure. This is absolutely ridiculous.
It's unbelievable to me.
Yeah, but the only reason why, if you're Bill de Blasio, you wouldn't let this sale go through is for the exact reason why we're even having this conversation right now on what Steve Cohen did. And had to pay that huge settlement to the SEC. Like $1.8 billion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There has to be ulterior motives. There has to be other shady ulterior motives involved. Otherwise, why would you choose this to be a fight?
Yeah, that, I mean, this part about, this part about it doesn't make any sense. I honestly thought it was a foregone conclusion. And I don't know why I would think that in New York City, especially with some of the leadership that we had. But, I mean, it just made too much sense for all parties involved that this was going to be a good thing. Like, you're going to be able to create new jobs in that area around Citi Field, new businesses. That means tax revenue. I don't understand how anybody loses in this situation.
Well, nobody loses. Or here's the thing.
Well, Alex and J-Lo lose.
Well, they lose.
Okay, that's fine. But Alex and J-Lo are going to be fine. Who cares if Alex and J-Lo lose?
Obviously, this would have to benefit Bill de Blasio in Jessica Ramos in some way for you to all of a sudden want to be involved in this. He's already hated. So, I mean, that ship has sailed. I'm not sure that's his biggest concern right now is how much more he'll be hated.
Yeah, but you shouldn't use your station or your office to manipulate this thing for personal gain. This should be about doing
politics.
No, I'm just saying this should be about doing what's in the best interest of the people, what's in the best interest of the city, and honestly, what's in the best interest of Mets fans, which is Steve Cohen being the new owner and going ahead and allowing this sale to go through.
How often has Bill de Blasio done what's in the best interest of New York City?
I understand that, Rico, but that doesn't mean we can't call him to the carpet for being dead-ass wrong in this situation. He's wrong.
You heard A-Rod on the K-Show, all the promises and everything else. Play that clip.
Well, it's easy to make promises now that you didn't get it, now that you're desperate for it in the 11th hour.
No, I mean, some of the things he said. I mean, some of the things he said on the K-Show. I mean, the promises. We're gonna take the payroll up. I'm gonna hire Buck Showalter and David Cohn. We're gonna bring back Santa Claus as the mascot. If we don't win a championship, we're gonna donate $100 million.
It's easy to say that. Let's take a listen. Here's Alex yesterday saying all those things on the Michael Kay Show here on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know where that stands. I mean, for us, we are hands down now, and we put the pen down. And obviously, I thought what was important in primary markets like New York, L.A., Chicago, unlike secondary and tertiary, we were going to take the Mets payroll to 225 to 250. We were going to dive in heavily into analytics. We were going to have a manager more in the likes of Buck Showalter, pitching coach more in the likes of a David Cohn type, Al Leiter, people that are just baseball savants, baseball lifers, people that love it, and lean into analytics. But at the same time, we were going to play the human game. And so much so, Michael, that we were so confident about our plan that we said, if we don't win a championship with the New York Mets, we will donate $100 million to Queens in the inner city and the kids for youth baseball.
What does that mean if you don't win a championship? In a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, in 50 years? I mean, why not just donate that money anyway?
If you love New York City as much as you say you do, that stuff you should be doing anyway.
I mean, stop it. If you have the money that you could donate it to New York City, we guarantee we're going to be so good if we don't win, we'll give all this money to New York City? Well, give it anyway, or don't make stupid claims like that.
Yeah, I just think this whole thing is ridiculous.
It's a charade is what it is.
It is, man. Now you want to expand some clause in order to, you know, try to get Steve Cohen caught up and not allow him to be the owner just because the city is involved with the lease at Citi Field.
Or you're trying to suck more out of Steve Cohen. I mean, I'm having a hard time figuring out what the motivation is.
Maybe to get him to guarantee to build around the area?
Is it more money? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's got the money to do that.
He's not going to lose.
But they wouldn't do that. But they wouldn't do that to A-Rod or J-Lo, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that's who the Wilpons ultimately ended up selling to, I have a hard time believing that's the stance that Jessica Ramos would have. Try to extort more money out of Steve Cohen.
No way, would she. No way.
No way.
No way. This would be done. This would be done. This is 11th hour Hail Mary. How can we keep this guy out of power? And the question I'll ask is, he was never convicted of anything, guys.
Never, Dave. Never.
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, but if you're Jerry Reinsdorf, right, and you're hell bent on Steve Cohen not buying the New York Mets, I mean, you're gonna do whatever it takes, or at least try. I mean, you said it, Hail Mary. And if there's this kind of language in the agreement, and someone could actually step in and void the sale, I mean, people in powerful places know powerful people, right? And clearly, there's a very, very close relationship between A-Rod and Jerry Reinsdorf. His personal rabbi.
Yeah.
So I mean,
okay, that's all well and good, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to own a Major League Baseball team just because the owner of the Chicago White Sox is your mentor and rabbi.
Yeah, but that's how they think, though. I mean, it's the good old boys club.
And that's cool, but most of the good old boys want Steve Cohen to be the owner of the Mets because it benefits them, too, when you look at the sales price that the Mets were able to fetch in the middle of a pandemic. They already said it. Steve Cohen has got the votes lined up from the Major League Baseball owners. He's going to have
tomorrow.
He's going to have at a minimum of 22. He's going to have that. I wouldn't be surprised if it's more than that. So I just it doesn't make sense for the city of New York to hold up this deal. It just doesn't.
Unless it makes the city of New York more money. Unless that's part of what they're doing right now.
Well, how is that going to happen, though? How is the city of New York going to make more money from this deal? A-Rod and J-Lo don't have as much money as Steve Cohen.
Right.
So how is the city of New York going to make more money if this sale doesn't go through and the team ultimately reverts back?
They're only using the threat of not letting the sale go through to milk more money out of Steve Cohen. That's what they're trying to do. They're looking for a handout from Steve Cohen because they know how much he wants to buy the Mets team and how much money he has.
Okay, and I'll still come back to that's not the right thing to do. And the city of New York
when was the last time the right thing was done in politics? I mean, you're having a perfect world conversation. That's not the world we live in right now. Come on, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. Be real about it. That's what's going on here. Doesn't make sense. Of course it doesn't make sense. Unless there's something financial involved, which there usually is. That's what we're talking about right now. But did anyone think they were going to get $2.4 billion out of Steve Cohen after they turned down the $2.6 in the middle of a pandemic?
No.
You don't feel like there's something fishy going on here with this?
Of course there is, and it's a desperation play. And I don't think it's going to work out, and I think at the end of the day, Steve Cohen is still going to be the new owner of the New York Mets, and Mets fans will be happy. But this is what you have to do before you get to the high point of hopefully the guy you want owning this team. And that is the last-minute Hail Mary from A-Rod and his group, and we'll do anything that we can possibly do. It's remarkable.
But it's not really a Hail Mary the way that Rick is describing it, because A-Rod and J-Lo are not going to get the team, no matter how much that Blasio tries to hold up this deal.
Right.
So A-Rod and J-Lo, for all intents and purposes of the Mets moving forward, they're irrelevant. It's not about them. It's about when Steve Cohen can take possession of the team, when this sale from the Wilpons will actually go through, and de Blasio is the gatekeeper because the city has that lease on Citi Field. But here's the thing. I don't know, guys. This is one of those things, man. If you're a public servant, you got to do what's in the best interest of the community. You got to do what's in the best interest of the city. And it's clear that de Blasio is not doing that. Steve Cohen has the resources to develop the areas around Citi Field to be able to create businesses, new jobs, tax revenue, all of those things. So why would you impede that in any way? And by the way, don't we have bigger concerns going on in the city right now?
You would think.
We're trying to manage a pandemic. Don't we need to be concerned with that? All of the small businesses that are going under? All of the restaurants that need bailouts? Shouldn't we be focused on that? You're going to focus on this? I don't know. Something about that stinks. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and that's why we got to call it out, man. And we might know what's going on, and that's all well and good, but it don't make it right.
It feels like they're trying to extort Steve Cohen.
Yes.
Is what it feels like.
And it's not going to work.
The threat is that de Blasio will step in, he'll nullify the sale, and the team will be given to A-Rod and J-Lo.
Why?
Well, because it's the threat of him not being the owner of the Mets.
No, I understand that, but I guess my question is, under what auspices does it make sense? Like, why would he do this? Like the rationale
to try to get more money out of Steve Cohen, or more promises that he will. I mean, that area, like Chris mentioned, like that area needs to be. I mean, the money needs to be put into that area.
But that's a bluff, though, Rico. Because if A-Rod and J-Lo can't pay what Steve Cohen can pay for the team, they're going to pay all of the money, all of the resources that they have into buying it from the Wilpons. Then how much money does that really leave for A-Rod and J-Lo to invest in the surrounding community? So all I'm saying is that whole bluff that de Blasio might be trying to run in order to get more money out of Steve Cohen ultimately backfires if Steve Cohen pulls out of the deal, which would be absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of when you bluff. I mean, sometimes the bluff doesn't work. If Steve Cohen calls the bluff, then this will go through and he'll buy the team.
Now, Chris, you're not of the mindset that Cohen is not going to own the team at some point soon, are you?
No, I'm not of that mindset, Dave, but I'm just saying, like, if that's the game that de Blasio is trying to run, it doesn't make sense, and here's why. If Cohen decides to pull out of the deal, you know who the loser is? The loser is all of the owners in Major League Baseball, because the sale price all of a sudden changes from 2.4 to whatever A-Rod and J-Lo can afford. But beyond that, knowing that there's not somebody that's worth $14 billion that owns a team in an area that's prime for redevelopment.
And I guess the only
New Yorkers lose. People in Queens lose.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. But here's the thing, though. The only difference between what we've heard from Steve Cohen, which is the $2.4 billion, and, you know, he's got Sandy Alderson, how much money he's going to invest in the analytics and the team and everything else. The difference is what you heard from A-Rod, which would be in Jessica Ramos's best interest if they're going to take the $100 million and allocate it to the surrounding area.
Only if they don't win, of course.
Only if they don't win. On a timeline
what kind
where
of
we have no
is that?
Idea.
I'm so confident we're going to win. I'll give no time frame at all. I'm so confident we're going to win. If we don't, I'll give $100 million.
It's a bribe. It's not a promise. It's like a bribe.
Well, what kind of nonsense is that?
Well, here's the thing. Here's what aggravates me the most, though, is that you went offer for offer, and at the end of it, the ownership group, the Wilpons and the Cats, decided that you lost.
Correct.
And that they wanted Steve Cohen's offer.
Correct.
So he won. So that's how it's supposed to happen, and there should be enough respect within Major League Baseball and the other owners that this is the offer they chose. Even if Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't like it, you shouldn't be able to dictate who the Wilpons and Cats sell their team to.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think they'll be able to. But right now, they're doing everything that they can to try to make this difficult to go through.
Yeah, I want Bobby Axelrod. That's who I want.
Well, that's who you're going to get.
That's who I want. Enough of this.
Do you think if this guy, worth $14 billion, worth more than the top three owners combined in Major League Baseball?
I think it's the top two. I think you start going top three, it's
No,
it's
I saw
close.
Top three the other day.
I think Dave is right.
I saw 4-4-4, and he's worth 14. So if this is something that we can all agree he desperately wants to have.
Yes.
That at the end of the day, he's going to not get it.
No,
even
but
if
I think that
comes down to whatever.
That's the point, though. That's why you would try this, is that you're hoping that because he has a certain kind of personality, he will not be denied. That if you pull something like this, that he's willing to now all of a sudden make promises in order for it to go through, make financial commitments to make this thing go through because he wants it so badly. Is he really willing to walk away from this?
I would find that to be very unbelievable.
Because he said he was initially, and then he came back.
Of course he came back. He wants this. He has everything he wants in his entire life. This is
okay,
the
so
one
you're
thing.
If you're selling your house and you agree to an offer with someone who bought your house, you have a palatial estate. So say, you know, you're asking $2.5 million. The guy says, I'll give you asking price. And you're like, you know what? That happened too quickly. You know what? I want a little bit more. And he says, no, I'm walking away. And then all of a sudden he comes back and says, nah, you know what? I'll give you 2-3. The guy clearly, I mean, he's shown you, he clearly wants the house.
Of course he wants the house.
So you're going to try to suck every penny out of him. Steve Cohen clearly wants to own the Mets. And the fact that you didn't disagree that your house is worth $2.5 million says that's it. It's a humongous estate.
My house is worth $2.5 million. What do you want me to start arguing with you?
It's a gorgeous estate with no TV room.
We had a horrendous issue the other night.
What happened?
You're gonna both.
Did Andy get loose?
Andy got loose. It was chaos in the house. So we're lying in bed watching Game 6 of the World Series, and from our bathroom we hear a bang, bang. And Sherry goes, "Oh my God, I'm scared." And I said, "What are you scared about?" We go into the bathroom. The shower tempered glass has exploded all over the place. Exploded.
How does that happen?
They said, well, we're dealing with like glass places now. They said maybe the house was settling or the shower was lined up incorrectly. But I mean, this is now a big project we have to deal with.
So just glass shattered all over the place.
All over. Oh. All over. Like
That must have scared. I mean, you especially. You must have been scared to death.
No, actually, I wasn't. I'm very weird. Like, you never know what reaction you're going to get. Sherry was very upset. I'm going to send you a photo. Should I tweet out a photo?
Yeah, I think you should tweet out a photo. I would have been doing, you know me, I would have had the shotgun. I would have been doing front rolls.
Well, listen, like that what could have possibly? Actually,
I have no idea.
We have a big window. We have a big like a bay window in the bathroom that's covered with a shade. I thought that maybe someone threw a brick through the window.
Why would someone in your neighborhood throw a brick?
Well, why would the shower explode?
I would say of the two things that could possibly happen, I would lean more towards something happening where the shower window explodes as opposed to someone driving by your house and throwing a brick in your window.
But who thinks of these things?
I don't think anyone does.
It was terrifying, really.
But I've seen the neighborhood. There's no way anyone's dream driving around throwing bricks into bay windows.
Santiago's putting a little note on the call screen. It says, apparently spontaneous explosion of tempered glass is actually a thing that happens.
Speaking of glass, I made a huge, huge mistake at a very young age because I didn't know better. I was only 10 years old.
Are we going to have to hear about the fish tank and you cut your arm story?
Yeah, that you realize that was a under warranty. That's supposed to be a certain kind of glass. That's not supposed. It's supposed to shatter, not shard up the way it sharded up. Almost cut my arm off.
That's
should have sued that company.
You should have.
And then Jumpy gets away because he. I mean, how good it kind of pet is that? I used to walk him on a leash. Hamster's gone. Chews right through the box. See ya.
Well, of course he didn't want any part of that.
Never saw him again.
If this is the kind of house he's living in, he wants out.
I was cleaning his tank.
So he was probably eating it within like an hour, right?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
I don't think he made it.
Imagine he's living some like palatial life somewhere now.
He set up shop with a hot squirrel.
Yeah, he's like living with Richie Rich. He's got his feet up on the couch with a cigar. Like, oh, thank God the glass broke. I never would have been here.
Still living in the neighborhood.
Living with Steve Cohen now. We're going to own the Mets, I tell you. The Mets. I'm going to send out a picture at the break. All right, let's get to the Mets fans. Mets fans want to talk. Let's go. 800-919-3776. Frank in Brentwood, lead us off, Frank. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, man. How are we?
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I don't know. This whole Met thing is strange to me. But here's the thing. This is going to hold. If this drags on, what happens to free agency with the Mets? Their hands are tied. We don't know who the owner is. They can't make moves. This has to be taken care of quickly. This is a debacle that only a de Blasio could do. And wasn't this woman involved in getting Amazon to leave Queens also?
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm sure Cohen did his due diligence, and this is all posturing by de Blasio. But think about it. You know, the Mets have a lot of holes to fill. And how are they going to do it if they're in litigation or we don't know who the owner's going to be? Even if it's tied up for, say, 2 weeks.
I don't know how that, if 2 weeks down the road this is wrapped up, I don't think that affects the free agency as far as the Mets are concerned. Do you really, Frank?
I hope so. Well, listen, why would Trevor Bauer, why would these guys wait if there's offers out there? They don't know if Cole will be the Met owner.
That's a fair point.
There's going to be a vote. The vote's supposed to happen, what, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
The vote's supposed to happen tomorrow.
And that's going to pass. And this is going to get done.
Well, yeah, the vote's going to happen. And there's a report out there that says people in Steve Cohen's camp are confident that if this thing ended up in court, that they would certainly win. So you're hoping that it doesn't go that far and that this gets resolved sooner rather than later, because I think that's in the best interest of everybody. But I just don't even understand why, you know, de Blasio is picking this hill to die on, because it just doesn't make any sense. It benefits everybody involved
and
for this to go through.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. The city is a disaster area, and now is the time that he's going to get involved with
this. Well, you know what? What he realizes is that we've never been more divided as a country, and now that he's going to use this opportunity to bring us all together.
By hating him?
To hate one person.
People can't stand him anyway.
No, I know, but now this just brings everybody. Like, if he pulled something like this, now, I mean, this would be a whole different level.
He's going to try. Peter in Jersey City. Peter, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Pete?
I just wanted to say that it's Yankee town, so it's a big brother trying to keep the redheaded stepchild down.
I don't know about that.
I mean, de Blasio's a Red Sox fan, isn't he?
Which is ridiculous. So the Yankees fans hate him. Now he wants the Mets fans to hate him, too? Come on.
Yeah.
You imagine if somehow he was able to succeed with this, the Mets fans would try to run him out of town.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I mean, shouldn't he have already been run out of town?
Yeah, you would think that would have happened by now, Rico. You would.
Need, like, if this is getting close to happening, like, you're gonna need like the Governor Cuomo bat signal. Like, yeah. You know, like Mets fans will shine that up in the sky. You need to step in.
Get in here and save us.
You got to get him out of here.
Ricky and Far Rockaway. Ricky, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Really enjoy your work. I'm a Yankee fan. Okay, but guys like Steve Cohen, the reason they're opposed, much like you guys mentioned Amazon Fulfillment Center, is that they make their money by buying businesses, looting their assets, taking money out that's been for retirement and pensions. They're bad guys, and Cohen paid over $1 billion in fines, or he would have faced a trial. Right, he would have faced a trial and possibly faced prison time. Now, having said that, if Cohen gets in, he's already had talks with Sheldon Adelson, who owns casinos in Macau and Las Vegas. He's in his mid-80s. He's a Trump supporter. The last project he wants to have in his lifetime is to build a huge casino complex, hotels, that type of stuff by Citi Field. And it would be an economic plus for the city, but much like they opposed Amazon, politicians have their own agenda. I'm neutral. I'm a Yankee fan, so that's just wanted to throw that stuff in there. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, build a casino. Don't build a casino. I mean, it has no impact on the Mets, man.
But wasn't Adelson involved in a different
in a different group that was trying to buy the Mets, wasn't
he?
Or at least there was rumblings that he was.
There was rumblings because he would be the one that all of a sudden he with that amount of money would have put that bid over.
Right,
he's the
one guy that could have competed with Steve Cohen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to get done. Far Rockaway, popular today. Ellie and Far Rockaway, you're next up on 98.7.
Good morning, boys. How we doing today?
What's up, Ellie?
Oh, you know, just dealing with the communist De Blasio. Nothing new for us, New York City people. But Steve Cohen is known as a ruthless businessman. Am I right or wrong?
Correct.
Okay, so then
show me the billionaire that's not like that.
Just tell me exactly. Just tell De Blasio either approve the team or I'm moving it to Long Island, and the city loses all that revenue.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. You have a beautiful brand new stadium. You're not going to pick up and
yeah.
And
why
and
would
leave.
You? Yeah, that doesn't
the
make
area
any
you've
sense.
Been the entire time. I don't think he wants to do that.
Adelson, by the way, was with the Devil's Sixers group.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They kind of bowed out early. I was surprised by that.
Well, they weren't going to touch that. I mean, they were looking for a distressed asset. They weren't going to spend
$2.4 billion. They weren't going to do that.
They weren't going to do that.
No.
Steve Cohen gets what he wants. He's going to wind up with the Mets.
But I think that's the reason why this is happening, though, right now, is because they know that.
Yeah, you think they're trying to milk every last penny out of him.
Okay, so if you know that he's going to get what he wants, why waste any time or any resources if you're the mayor of New York City?
What else is he doing?
In fighting this fight?
You know, he doesn't get up till 10 a.m. Well,
you're saying what else is he doing, and that's a great question, but I know what else he should be doing, which is helping New Yorkers fight the pandemic. Both from a health standpoint and from an economic standpoint. That's what he should be doing.
I think he's looking at this as a way to maybe help the city financially.
Okay, that's fine, Rico. You can help the city financially, but you don't have to help the city by trying to extort a billionaire that has the resources to develop the infrastructure around Citi Field in some of those neighborhoods in Queens that desperately need it. It's not one way.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just telling you.
Why are you trying to bully a billionaire? That usually doesn't work out.
He's going to try.
I'm just saying that usually doesn't work out.
He can try all he wants. He can try all
the person that's willing to walk away is always going to win.
Steve Cohen's going to win. Steve Cohen, does he lose battles like this?
Typically, billionaires don't lose battles like this, Dave.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, that's
he has very deep pockets. I'm sure he knows everyone. This will get done, and the vote, of course, is tomorrow with the Major League Baseball. Of course this has to happen, right? Like, of course the Mets are in the 11th hour. It's just about done, but hold on a moment. It's not going to work out as smoothly as you once hoped. Like, Rick, does this surprise you, or this is kind of what you expected?
No, it doesn't surprise me.
Right?
I mean, it should surprise me, but it doesn't.
No.
This surprises me.
Really?
Yeah, because this is not something of the Mets' own doing. Like, this is an outside force. Nobody expected that the city of New York was going to try to hold this thing up. And I don't even want to say the city of New York, because I don't want to throw other people under the bus that are in city government. This is Bill de Blasio and Jessica Ramos. And this doesn't feel right.
It feels like they have an agenda.
Well, no question they have an agenda. But, I mean, their agenda is not aligned with what's in the best interest of the community. And that's a problem for me, for people that are elected officials. You're supposed to be public servants. Do the right damn thing by these New Yorkers. I'm tired of the games, man. I'm tired of the nonsense, dude. At some point, it's got to stop. Why would you get involved in this? Why would you engage in trying to hold up this deal when it benefits everybody involved? And also keeping in mind that we got other issues that are more urgent and need to be addressed.
Right. You have a billionaire buying a baseball team, wipe your hands clean, and move on to things that, that ultimately really matter.
Here. Exactly.
Right?
We exactly, Dave.
We all agree. It's just a waste of time at this point. Mark Long Island. Mark, you're next up on 98.7.
I just wanted to chime in on this sale holdup. You guys had said A-Rod should have just bowed out after he lost his bid.
Which is what he said when you heard that soundbite from him earlier today on the K Show.
But you're leaving out that his bid was leaked to Steve Cohen. Cohen was not going to bid 2.6 or against himself or his original bid. The Mets in baseball asked A-Rod to unseal his bid, which is not the norm. And then almost immediately after, they told him he was barely outbid by Steve. So I feel like he is not in the wrong, kind of doing an end around.
Yeah, but
really?
A-Rod can't. But here's the thing, though. But here's the thing. A-Rod cannot. A-Rod's group is not capable of offering more money to the Wilpons and the Cats than Steve Cohen. That's why the bid was unsealed. Because they knew Steve Cohen would spend as much
would
money as
whatever,
it took.
Whatever that was.
And Steve Cohen didn't have to worry about having 50 partners.
He doesn't have a ceiling. Like, A-Rod's group had a ceiling. So let us know what your ceiling is, so then all of a sudden we can give it to Steve Cohen so we can have a new ceiling.
A-Rod probably shouldn't have unsealed his bid. Like, that's a good point. And I'm not a de Blasio supporter, but what if Cohen has a Madoff-like scandal in 5 years? I mean, don't be a prohibited person.
Why would you assume that he's going to have a Madoff scandal in 5 years?
Because his business is considered, puts him in a category that makes him a potentially prohibited person, which means that your business is basically a felon.
But the owners of the team now had Madoff business dealings. The owners of the team now were involved with Madoff, and they used the profits from their investment accounts with Madoff to buoy their businesses. So what are we talking about?
Don't you think we should do everything in our power to prevent somebody who might have similar issues coming up down the line?
But it's already in the lease agreement. It's already in the agreement with Citi Field. That clause is already in the agreement with Citi Field. So if Bill de Blasio is picking this moral high ground to stand on, then why didn't he do something about the Wilpons owning the Mets years ago? Why is it now starting to come up when Steve Cohen wants to get involved and buy the team?
That's a good point. And I'll just say one more thing. As my Yankee fans and myself would say, OTM, only the Mets. Only the Mets.
See, you're a bad
guy. This is not the Mets, though. But this is not the Mets.
You're a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. No, he called with an agenda.
This is not the Mets. The Mets are not doing this. That's why I feel for the Mets fans, because this is not on their team. This is not something that the Wilpons are doing. This is not something that the Cats family is doing.
No, the Wilpons don't want this. They want to be done. Yeah, get $2.4 billion and hang them up.
This sucks, man. This sucks. I'm a Yankees fan, and I feel a way about this.
Let's think positive, though. It's going to happen. Stop.
No, it is going to happen, Rico, but it's just absolutely ridiculous. We shouldn't be having this conversation right now. Why the hell is the mayor of New York City getting involved in this?
No, because he's not good at what he does. I mean, this just is highlighting it for everyone that doesn't really pay attention to the politics of it all. He's not good at what he does. He's not good.
Yeah, but this is unnecessary.
No, I get it's unnecessary.
Unnecessary to be doing this.
Well, I mean, Chris keeps saying it, and what he says is that you should be looking out for the best interest of the people that you represent. That's how it should work, but unfortunately, that's not the case. De Blasio and Ramos are looking at this more at what's in their best interest than the people that they represent.
Which is sad. Which is a sad state of political affairs now, and we see it happening all over the place.
Yeah. That's the reality of it, though, unfortunately.
Which is why it's so important to go out there and vote this coming Tuesday, if you haven't voted already.
It's never been more of a turnoff than it is right now.
It's a huge turnoff. But hopefully, this is just a bump in the road for Steve Cohen, and he gets approved and he buys the team.
He's going to get approved and he's going to own the team.
Yes.
Because this is awesome. As a Mets fan, this is with what you see is going on now in Major League Baseball, with, you know, options not being picked up
and
everything
teams
else.
Not going to spend money this offseason. Yeah,
it's a great opportunity.
It's a great.
I love A-Rod's sound though. We were going to bring in Buck Showalter.
Yeah, we're David Cone.
Spent $250 million to give $100 million to New York City.
Yeah,
yeah. Now that you're not going to own the team, you can say whatever.
Exactly right.
You know?
I'm going to hire Santa Claus and
Easter Bunny. Yeah, we're going to do this and free season tickets and this and that and, you know. Josh in State College. Josh, you're next up on 98.7.
You get season tickets, and you get
season
tickets.
Yeah, you get season tickets. Oprah's going to own part of it.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're okay, Josh.
So, look, I think this eventually happens. I think this is just the specific clause in the lease. De Blasio doesn't like that it says the individual had to be charged with a crime, not their business, because Cohen personally was never charged. So he and Ramos are pushing to see for future things, how well does this hold up in court? But I think when push comes to shove, he's going to let it go through, but I agree this is totally unnecessary. As a Mets fan, I'm upset that we're even having this conversation.
Well, don't forget, too, I mean, De Blasio in Ramos, I mean, that's, we start connecting the dots and everything else. I mean, there was a reason why, you know, Ramos decided to put her support behind A-Rod and J-Lo. Like, at the end of this, Jessica Ramos and Bill De Blasio don't really care how much money the Wilpons get to sell the Mets.
No,
they don't. It's what do they get out of the deal?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it goes for 2.4, 2.6, or 2.8, or 3 billion, or 5 billion? Why does it affect De Blasio?
It doesn't. That benefits the owners of Major League Baseball.
Right.
But it doesn't. I mean, if you know the whole $100 million to the area surrounding Citi Field and everything else, that's in Jessica Ramos' best interest, is to get that $100 million. And that.
But who's to say she won't get it if Stephen Cohen takes over the team?
That's what she's. But again, that's what she's hoping happens here. Is, oh, A-Rod's going to give you 100? No problem. Just to, you know, let's this go through. Here's 150 million.
Right. The only thing that I guess potentially scares you is that at some point he's like, you know what? I don't need this. I don't think that happens.
I don't think they think that happens either. Like, he's already shown you that he wants this.
He does. He wants, and he gets what he wants. So I don't think that happens. But God forbid he wakes up tomorrow morning and he's like, you know what? I don't need this.
And he wants it, though.
I know he wants it.
And yeah, but if Steve Cohen does wake up and feel that way about this headache that De Blasio and Ramos are creating for him, it's the political funeral for both of those individuals. No question about it.
Yeah, I think we already...
De Blasio already, but Ramos as well.
I think that ship has sailed with De Blasio.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Lou in Manalapan. Lou, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. Hey, DCR. Thanks for taking the call. Guys, man, remember when I called you guys and I said that if we got Steve Cohen, it would be the equivalent of a championship? Well, the worst politician in the history of New York politics is trying to ruin that. I don't know why it feels like any time the Mets are supposed to get ahead in the city comes down and crashes down on the Mets. The only time they could have taken action and benefit the Mets, they go against the Mets. This is a deal that needs to happen for the city.
And it needs to happen for the Mets fan. That's what it needs to happen.
Well, why does it need to happen for the city? Look, it's going to happen, Lou. I think most of us agree with that, and I think it needs to happen for the Mets and the Mets fan. But why does it need to happen for the city?
Well, first of all, if the Mets are more competitive, that benefits everybody. There's more interest. There's more money being spent in and around Citi Field. Like, that benefits the city. That creates jobs. That's why all of these sports franchises get all of these tax breaks. That's why they do it. That's why local municipalities invest in the infrastructure in building these stadiums, because ultimately the revenue that's generated by these teams ends up being beneficial.
And why isn't it that the city is looking at what Steve Cohen has already said, what he's going to do for the Mets and Citi Field employees that weren't working during this pandemic, giving them money, giving them payouts, helping out people financially, that were associated with the team, working with the team? Why isn't that getting any press either?
Well, because that just benefits the people that work at Citi Field and the New York Mets.
But it's a good
that's
story.
Not a promise of $100 million to support the area surrounding Citi Field.
When would the Wilpons give that money to the people that were working there? Did they
would not.
Packages? They would not. So we got a good guy that wants to pay out, use his wealth to help the good people of New York, and they're going to shut this down. I think it's all because of De Blasio and his politics and because of his clout, honestly. And this is heartbreaking as a Mets fan if this deal doesn't get through. It's heartbreaking.
It would be, but I don't think that happens.
It's going to get through. Let's be positive here. Come on.
And one last thought before you guys hang up. How is Mookie Betts for my fantasy team?
What does that mean? I mean, he's great.
Remember when I called about Acuna and Mookie Betts, and we were having that conversation? That was a great year. He looked like Willie Mays.
Lou, they're both unbelievable players. They're two of the top five players in all of baseball. How is Mookie Betts? Mookie Betts is great. Acuna is great. Trout is great. These guys are unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches. I mean, you pick which one you want. I mean, you're talking about the best players in baseball. I mean,
Dodgers favorite to win the World Series next year already, by the way.
That is, I will say this, though, with the NBA bubble, the NHL bubble in Major League Baseball, the whole concern, like, oh, this is going to be crazy seasons, is a team that doesn't deserve to win going to win? No, it didn't happen. The best basketball team won, the best hockey team won, and the best baseball team won.
Hey, can we stop with the notion now that these are not legitimate titles? Have you heard that, those rumblings?
No.
I choose not to pay attention to those. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
These are not legitimate titles. I mean, these are lesser seasons and in a bubble and no travel. And shut up. Really?
Lesser seasons.
It's difficult
for everybody involved. The NBA players were in Orlando for 3 months.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing that.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You go on vacation. I don't care how nice the hotel is. You go stay at a five-star resort. I mean, a week into that thing, you're like,
after a week, you're like, boy, I'd like to get home, right?
Time to get home.
My own bed.
Exactly. Time to get home.
I don't know about that, Rico.
I start to get anxiety.
The place you recommended in Positano, I don't know about that.
But
I could probably post up out there.
Well, no, but that's different. That's like once you stay there, that's like you're gonna sell where you live now. You're gonna sell that place and then move here.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be a vacation.
I don't speak a lick of Italian, but I'd absolutely move out there.
Yeah, that's gonna be a residence. That's like my one guy who I met there. He was from Jersey. Him and his wife every single year.
No, I met him. I met him.
Yeah, every single year for a whole month.
For decades, yeah.
Yeah, and did he dance at dinner? Did him and his wife dance?
Because we went out for dinner. You know, we went to Shea Black, and then we went to Amalfi. We were, like, going out. We didn't stay at the hotel for dinner.
Look at you guys.
Yeah.
Look at you just enjoying the night.
You gave me the itinerary. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you did set it up for me.
I would move there in a second. I'm telling you, I would move there in a second.
Move there full time, leave
yes.
this country.
Yes.
To move
yes.
there.
In a second. In a second.
Wow.
Oh, it's gorgeous, man.
Your palatial estate.
Right on the cliff.
Three little ones over there?
I don't even want a palatial. I don't want a house. Give me a big hotel room. I'm happy.
By the way, met Kurt Gowdy over there for the first time.
Oh, did you really?
Randomly, yeah. At the pool over at Capri, yeah.
And then you had the Kardashians swing by, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Travis Scott and all of that.
Look at Canty. Was that big giant, like stealth?
The yacht? Yes.
How sick was that thing?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, bro.
Dude, the person
unbelievable.
Actually, the guy at the pool told me, I was like, whose yacht is that? He's like, no, that person actually like lives on the top of the cliff and then like just will go to the boat and hang out on the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's not even a boat. It's like a hotel.
Yeah.
Sick.
And then they did a fireworks show at night from the yacht.
Yeah. Dave, you got to go. You should take Sherry. Dave.
Yeah,
I'll
this
set
is
up
what
itinerary.
I can afford to do. I got to.
No, you can
shower.
Afford it. It's not crazy. You got the money. I've been to your parents' house.
Yeah,
loaded.
Yeah, loaded.
Loaded. We'll double date. You take Sherry. I'll take your mom. Maybe a little nice little double date.
And where are we gonna do with the kids?
Your kids are self sufficient. You have no one to
watch.
They're
self sufficient. They're 13 and 10.
You have no one to watch the kids. Come on.
No one.
Stop.
No.
Stop
one.
Yourself.
No, we have no one to watch. If in our wills, if we die, the kids go to people we don't even really care for that much. We have no one to watch the kids.
I'll take the kids.
Get
your will changed. I'll take the kids.
Yeah,
Milo would love it.
He would love it.
Dude, I got so happy. I sent Santy sound, so we'll play it at some point. Remind me to play it. I got a text message yesterday after the show, and it was from my cousin Susan lives in Boston, and she's like, your son is out of his mind. I absolutely love him. I said, what are you talking about? So she sends me the clip. Apparently yesterday, without us even knowing, he wakes up, goes straight downstairs, and starts recording messages on his iPad and then firing them off to everyone, like to my niece, to my cousin Susan, to my mother.
Like personal messages?
No, it's like just one old, like,
or
it's
like
just
one big generic message that now gets sent out.
One big generic message. I was like, what are you doing, man? And he goes, I just taking care of my fans. I gotta send them the message.
Wait, he said I'm taking care of my fans?
He calls them his fans.
Oh, that's terrific. That's very funny.
The Michael K
Show's 20 in 20 contest starts today at 3 o'clock. Make sure you're listening for your chance at 20 great prizes over 20 days to make your home life a little more enjoyable. It's the 20 in 20 contest, and it's brought to you by PC Richard & Son, Kansas City Steak, Bartesian Premium Cocktails on Demand, and, of course, 98.7 ESPN. So that's today starting 3 o'clock. And you're locked in. You don't even need a special contest, Rick. No one listens to the K-Show more than you.
No, I love that show. Love it.
No one listens more than
you. No, it fits perfectly into my schedule. You know how, I mean, kids doing homeschooling. You know,
dinner in the 5 o'clock hour.
Exactly, dinner in the 5 o'clock hour. Getting ready for dessert around ENN.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
so some flan with ENN is the way it rolls at the DiPietro home?
Yeah, depending on what we want. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe some froyo.
Yeah, cannoli.
Kids made some cookies. We made some cookies with the kids, some gingerbread cookies. Doing a lot of baking these days.
Well, everyone has time.
Yeah, tons of time.
Everyone
My wife just
time.
Loves it, too. Between the baking and fixing things.
Nice. You're a renaissance guy. Can you fix a shower? Tempered glass in a shower.
The glass, no. You know, you've seen my arm. I'm not, me and glass aren't.
Not simpatico, no?
I don't mess with the glass, no.
Yeah, I saw that at MetLife Stadium.
You walked into the door.
Rick did not see the door.
Yeah.
That was full speed, too. There was
You're
no
lucky
hesitation.
You didn't shatter that thing.
I'm lucky I didn't knock myself unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised he wasn't concussed.
That's unbelievable. All right, let's bring him in. Mr. Optimism, great mood always, Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, DCR. I categorically deny any wrongdoing with respect to the Rothenberg shower glass. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's up for debate.
Yeah.
That being said, last Thursday we took a trip to Columbus, Ohio for those Ohio State Buckeyes. In the interest of equal time, we have to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan today. Four questions about the maize and blue, your Michigan Wolverines. You ready, boys?
Go ahead.
This current NFL backup quarterback is the Wolverines' career pass yards leader. Name him.
Chad Henne, isn't it?
Chad Henne it is. Wow.
Look at you, Dave. Attaboy.
This former number 3 overall draft pick is Michigan's career and single-season reception leader. Name this New York-flavored receiver.
New York-flavored receiver. So, is it Braylon Edwards?
Braylon
Edwards, 2 for 2. All right, Michigan's had 3 Heisman Trophy winners in the history of their organization. Name those 3 Heisman winners.
Desmond?
Yep.
That's 1.
Yeah, Woodson.
2.
Tom Harmon?
Mark Harmon's father.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And finally, the University of Michigan has retired a number of uniform numbers over the years. Number 48 was specific to a center/linebacker, a 2-time national champion.
Gerald Ford.
And president of the United States. Wow. Couldn't even finish the question.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
We did well today, boys.
Really good, Dave.
You did well. Yeah, you did fantastic.
You did outstanding, Dave.
That's what we do. It's a team effort.
Let me say this, Dave.
Yeah.
When you're talking president and talking Gerald Ford playing football, we need a president with his hand in the ground. That's why Chris Canty is my vote for the 2024 election. Canty for president, baby. All
Thank
right,
you,
fellas,
Andy.
Let's be careful out there, and as always, stay healthy, boys.
Thank you, Andy.
It would be nice if we had. It would be nice if we had people, you know, that run for the presidency that are
that actually care about people.
Well, they care about people younger, more spry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that would be that'd be a pleasant surprise.
Run on the spry demographic.
I want the spry demographic, but I mean, there's someone that's like, I don't know.
That's not old.
Somebody that doesn't have an AARP
really
card.
Yeah, that's not really old.
Yeah,
yeah. By the way, Canty, I was watching Super Bowl 46 last night.
Yeah, yeah. They had the replay on ESPN2 last night.
The best part of it, like the highlight show portion of it.
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes packed it. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. You know what's great? There's a couple things. Maybe you remember him saying this. As the Giants Was it the Giants got the ball? Maybe it was as New England got the ball at the end. Victor Cruz running up and down the sideline saying, I can't sit still. I can't sit still, which I thought was funny. And I thought it was great. When Belichick at the end of the game on the final drive when the Giants started their own 12-yard line, he goes, Cruz and Nix cannot beat us.
Yep.
Cruz and Nix cannot beat us.
And it was Manningham.
Make Manningham or Pasco beat us. Make Manningham or Pasco beat us. And we know what happened.
Yep.
And they did.
That's exactly what happened. Yep.
That's terrific.
Yeah, because we were down to Bear Pasco because Beckham and Ballard were hurt. They actually got hurt in that game.
Right. Travis Beckham, yes.
Yeah.
And then Jake Ballard. Remember Jake Ballard? He, like, tore his
knee. Jake Ballard was unbelievable. Unbelievable
that
year.
And he go back into the game, and he tested on the sideline, and he crumbled over.
Yeah. Yeah, he was unbelievable that season, though, man.
Yeah, he was really good that season.
He caught the game winner up in New England in the regular season.
That was a great game.
Yeah.
And now we know exactly what happened to the glass in the shower.
What happened to the glass in the shower?
it's starting to come together, Rico.
Now it makes sense.
Yeah.
Dave watching a giant Super Bowl. Now we know what happened.
Yeah, I ran headfirst into the glass in the shower.
No, that's not. Well, yeah, a matter of speaking.
Matter of speaking.
Matter of speaking.
Shots fired.
Ha ha! I have a damaged home, and this is the thanks I get from friends. This is what my
friends. You're a damaged human being. I mean, it only makes sense.
I didn't do anything. I did nothing wrong. Only I get blamed for stuff that I had nothing to do with.
Debatable.
I did nothing wrong.
I'm going to get forensics up.
I was merely watching Game 6 of the World Series. Boom!
Yeah, I don't believe it. I'm going to get forensics up there.
Okay.
Do some fingerprinting, some DNA. I'm sure there'll be plenty of DNA floating around. We'll get some DNA testing.
Really, thank God no one was in the shower.
Get to the bottom of this.
Wow. Dave, this is when you're supposed to keep it pushing and not.
Keep it pushing.
Yeah, I don't understand why you're going silent.
You have brought me to an area where it's uncharted.
But Dave, we've already developed a game plan for when he goes there. You just keep the show moving right along, man.
You know what? It's like, don't let Nix catch the ball. Make Manningham catch it. Manningham caught it. I don't know what to do. I'm completely out of my element at this very moment.
DCR is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. Catch them weekday mornings at 9 on 98.7 ESPN.